How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about why you're in the same position over and over and over again. It seems like every time you take a step forward, it's two steps back, and it's just like negative thoughts, negative outcomes, and we can't seem to build that positive energy and positive life that we want. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep healing meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So we're going to pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And you're going to say this word over and over and over again as you take a deep breath in, really charge yourself up with this energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in this frequency. And then as you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting yourself in receiving mode so that you can receive the message that you need to hear today to get you in that positive mindset. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you take a deep breath in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, just everything that's been holding you back. And then as you exhale, it's going to take all of that with it, leaving you in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. All right. Well, before we dive into this message, if you are enjoying this podcast and you want to help me out, consider sharing this message. Thank you so much for everyone that has shared the podcast so far. But if this message strikes a chord with you and you think it would help someone else, I really appreciate you sharing it. It means the absolute world to me. So this message was one of those ones where I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and it's why we do the same things over and over. Why do we never feel like we accomplish or feel what we're trying to feel? Because for most of us, we're not in the same exact position for the past years. Like, we've changed somewhat. We've learned things. We've maybe exercised. We've got a promotion, or we've got a different job. Like, we've made changes, but why do we feel the same way? And so I was thinking about it that way. And then I started thinking about, well, what do I want to achieve next? And maybe you start thinking about, like, okay, I want to make X amount of dollars, or I want this promotion, or I want to date this person, or I want to do this activity, and then I'll be happy, and then I'll be satisfied. And so I was thinking about that, and I'm like, okay, well, if like attracts like, and the law of attraction is going to attract same to same, then there's no way that I'm going to get out of this mindset when I accomplish something. Because you can't, because you are going to be the same you when you get there. So you might accomplish what it is that you're trying to accomplish, but that's going to be an external accomplishment. It's not going to change your internal state of being. That is why so many people find this chase of, I need more money, I need more money, I need more cars, I need a bigger house, I need this, I need this, I need this, because we keep making the mistake that this external goal, this external achievement is going to provide an internal fix. So you can accomplish these things separate from internal peace, from that positive energy, from feeling fulfillment in your life. And if you change your focus on feeling gratitude and feeling fulfilled now with what you have, then you can still achieve the things, you can still follow the path, but you'll bring the positive version of you there. You have to remember, and this is something I tell myself all the time, there is somebody that has everything that I desire. They have every material thing. They have the money, they have, you know, whatever house, they have the car, they have everything, the health, and they're miserable. They're not in the same being or energy that I'm in. They would trade all of that to feel how I feel. And so those external things are not going to fix an internal issue. And then there's somebody else that has way less, and they're more happy, more fulfilled than me. And so we have to get out of this focus of external solutions. That doesn't mean you can't have what you want to have. We just have to be aware that those things are not going to fix an internal issue. In fact, not having it is the best time to change your mindset. Because if you can do it without the things, then you're truly being that energy. You're not being it because of something else. If you have to have external things to make an internal change, then those external things will let you down eventually because they cannot continually uplift you. Because you might change your perspective when you get the higher view for a minute, but then your eternal state is going to go right back down. So how many times have you said, I'll start saving money when I do this. I'll start doing this when that. I will do this when. I will be that when. If I had this, of course it's easy for them because they have X. How many times have you thought that way? That does not serve us. It takes away from your true power because you're saying that you need those things to be your true self. And of course, there's environmental impacts and there's things that we go through that are very difficult, that might make it harder to be our energy. But deep down, you know, you can be the energy that you want to be in your situation because somebody else has figured it out. Somebody else has less, but they're more fulfilled. So if we can do the same, I know that we will be the change that we want to see. I know that we will wake up feeling impacted and powerful, and we'll be our true selves. We'll be connected to Source because Source has nothing to do with the external world. The external world is just an experience. It's something that you're passing through, but it is not complete Source. Somebody said this to me, and I actually shared it on a coaching call today, but somebody said this to me when we were talking about the things that I was trying to accomplish, and I was kind of sharing my vision for myself, and it's kind of like three categories, right? It's health, wealth, and family. Those are the three things that I was talking about. And their feedback was, you know, Henry, you're doing really good in these areas. You know, give yourself some slack on this one piece. So the health part is something I was talking about that I wanted to pay more attention to. They said, you know, there's only so much energy you have. You can only give so many hours in the day. Like, you're limited. And I agreed with them at first. And then I started thinking about it. Like, that's not true. Because there are people that are doing more. And those people are no different than me. Those people are no different than you. There are people that have aligned with Source on all aspects of their experience. And that's what we need to do. When you align to Source with something, it's not your energy you're giving, it's Source's energy, and you're resonating in it. You are experiencing it with it, and you're abundant when you do that. It's like this podcast. I don't miss an episode, not for me, not because I want to make an episode every time. I do love it, and most of the time, I enjoy making the whole process. It's something that I really love, but sometimes I have writer's block. Sometimes I can't think of an idea. Sometimes it's really late at night. Sometimes I have a busy workday. Sometimes there's so many reasons why not to do it. And then I think about the person that might benefit from it. The person that listens to it and it's a benefit and uplifting part of their day. I can't let them down. It's not about me always. It's about the collective. It's about their energy and my energy. And when I start thinking about them and the value that I want to provide for everybody around me because they provide so much value back, I start connecting to Source. I start feeling that power. I start finding the energy. I start being able to dig deep and come up with a message that connects with me, that gives me enlightenment, that gives me something to ponder, that gives me focus and perspective. And then I record it and I share it. And then for a few people, it makes a difference for them too. It doesn't matter how many people we impact. It's the intention that sets our vibration. The intention is to be. And when we just be, when we just are, we're in alignment with ourselves. And somebody, even if it's just one person, will benefit from it. And when you zoom out and not think about right now, but you think about experiences as a whole, that person may not even know you yet. That person might meet you 3 years from now and they will benefit. Their life could be saved from what you're doing today, from the person that you're creating right now, that person is needed for them. And when we start doing things for them, when we start doing things for each other and not ourselves, the side effect is that we do raise ourselves. We do raise our energy, but it cannot be for ego. Ego is limited. Ego is only a piece of what we are. But the expansive energy is forever. So allow yourself to connect. Allow yourself to flow in it, not control it, but flow in it. And be the version that you need to be now and allow the law of attraction to do the work so that way when you do achieve the external thing, you are bringing the high vibration you now and not the you of the past. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about what you can do in your life and how we can raise our vibrations together. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link right in the description. It'll keep you up to date on every single episode. Plus, you'll get access to my positive mindset meditation. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's a link to my Instagram and TikTok below. I'm taking some of the best video clips from this podcast and putting it on TikTok. So I appreciate all the follows there. And then, of course, Instagram is the best place for messaging. If you want to shoot me a direct message, I appreciate everybody that has reached out and either shared how they've enjoyed the podcast or reached out with questions or looking for perspective. I love talking to each and every one of you. And if you are someone that wants to level up, if you want to take your situation to the next level, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're in your career and you want that positive mindset, you want to see what you're capable of, schedule a success session. It's a free 30-minute one-on-one. There's a link down below where we can talk about your situation and see what is out there for you. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.